You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
And your girl man save her. Better believe it, get on her knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. Wanna turn right, but you turn all the way left.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
That's how we say hello here on the Koala Boundary Reservation in the Great Smoky Mountains of Cherokee, North Carolina. Tough times. Inflation, price gouging, and a pandemic still raging. And have you seen this political cycle? Yikes. I think I can help. Jesus. Yep, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just have to go back to the basics. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so, and that has to be the absolute desire of your heart and decision of your mind. Let's ask Jesus to help us today. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are that God, that you are that God. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. And we thank you that there is no other God that is able to deliver after this sort. And you are our God. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to visit with you for just a few minutes about a couple of words that are in the Word of God. And they are incredibly helpful. They are incredibly wonderful. They are incredibly enlightening. And they're also just written in the margins. The Bible in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Bible is our sure foundation. Yet in many Bibles and in lectionaries and calendars and other kinds of liturgical material, there are two little words that are sort of written in the Bible, not added to or taken away from Scripture, but they're just there. Ordinary time. Ordinary time is that time when it's not Christmas, it's not Easter, it's not leading up to Christmas or Easter, it's not the Yuletide season or the Eastertide season, it's behind Pentecost but ahead of Advent. Just ordinary time. And for those of us in the still coveting community, ordinary time might have a special, certain significance. Those little words of ordinary time are written to let us know that there's no feast or festival or Saints Day or holiday. But I'm starting to think that most of our lives are spent in ordinary time. And I've also lived long enough to really believe that there's no such thing as ordinary time. I mean, there is, liturgically speaking, but all of it, if we add God to the equation, because little is much if God is in it, is extraordinary time. I'll show you. I want to take us to Luke chapter 2. I know, it's not Christmas. It's ordinary time. But I want us to look here. We've had the beautiful nativity. The Virgin Mary has given birth to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Joseph, isn't he a hero in this story? He's going to be the foster father of Jesus Christ, raise him as his own. But they do what every family does eventually. They go to the temple to make an offering and have a blessing for their son, who is the Son of God. And I want us to look at this and think about ordinary time. I know, It's a Christmas time scripture, but we're going to talk about ordinary time. And to offer a sacrifice, Luke 2:24. According to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man at Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. This isn't Pentecost. So that's pretty remarkable. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit. That'll probably preach right there. Karah, right place, right time. Because he came by the Spirit, right? Spirit will put you in the right place at the right time and not the wrong place at the wrong time. Into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up into his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. That's Simeon. Can you imagine? Wow. You've actually been told by God himself that you can't die until you see the Messiah. Well, car ran a red light. You're all right. You haven't seen the Messiah yet. Childhood diseases. He's okay. He can't die till he's seen the Messiah. I mean, that's an incredible position to be in. And sounds like it would have a lot of ordinary time. But we'll get there. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years. Which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant, you see that? Timing is everything. Timing is everything. That instant. If she'd have gone out to visit with a friend or had gone over to the store for a minute, that instant. Gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Amen. Ordinary time. The Bible, a lot of the time, acts like a highlight reel. Go read the Faith Hall of Fame in Hebrews 11, right? We see all the people that did exploits and knew God and believed God and their faith did amazing things. And the writer even says there's not time to tell you of all the exploits and fantastic miracles that have been done by people of faith. But you know what? That's the highlight reel. Because in between Noah surviving the ark with his family and all the animals, there's him swinging a hammer day in, day out, banging on that gopher wood and putting it together like God said, using the right dimensions and the right tools and bringing in all the animals and getting ready for them and convincing his family and trying to do what God said. That's a lot of ordinary time. The Bible gives us extraordinary time. Right? Joshua speaks and says, sun, stand still. Moon, stand thou still. And it does in the middle of a battle. And yet, Joshua spends a lot of ordinary time pouring water on the hands of Moses, meaning serving him. See, we talk a great deal about the moment when Esther goes before the king and saves her people. Perhaps you were created for such a time as this. But Esther's an orphan, being raised by Mordecai, which means there's days and days and days of ordinary time in her life. Simeon has a promise from the Holy Ghost himself that he won't die until he meets and sees the Messiah. Now, a lot of us, we would cheer. Oh, praise God. That is so wonderful. But is it though? Because what it means is that as Simeon, at first, it was pretty great. The donkey stumbled on the trail. Simeon knew he was all right. He hadn't seen the Messiah yet. Everybody else around him was catching leprosy, but he couldn't die because he hadn't seen the Messiah. He hadn't seen the Lord's Christ yet. But did there ever come a point where Simeon's friends and family began to pass away? And he's an old man now, and it's getting kind of long, and you haven't seen the Lord's Christ yet. Are you sure? Did God say? Ordinary time. Getting up in the morning, going to bed at night. You haven't seen the Lord's Christ yet. Getting up in the morning, going to bed at night. The years pass by, the people pass on, and you haven't seen the Lord's Christ. Ordinary time. Some of you right now have a promise of God that you are waiting on. Some of us are just waiting on a good vaccine. Just end this plague of COVID, please, with something that is more protective. You put your mask on, you take your mask off. Everybody else goes out to brunch in big crowds, but you stay home. You're doing everything outdoors. And winter is coming. Ordinary time. You get dressed up to go to the living room. And then go back to the kitchen. I love remote work. I love working from home. I really do. I did it before the pandemic and I love it. I direct a nonprofit. And some days I think, I'm all dressed up to sit right here. Ordinary time. And yet, his ordinary time becomes extraordinary time in this one moment. A young couple comes into the temple. There have been a lot of young couples over the years, I'm sure, bringing their children and their turtle doves. There have been a lot of families that Simeon has seen come in and out over the years. But this one is extraordinary. The ordinary time of coming to the temple and praying and believing God and holding on to that promise is about to be redeemed with a nice little couple from Nazareth and the Savior of the world. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. Isn't that amazing? It's been ordinary time for years. He got a promise from God, and he has walked in it all these years. And on a day, isn't that a wonderful thing? This happens so often in the Bible. On a day. What day? On a day. Just on a day. On a day. He came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, oh, how wonderful. You see, I'm wondering if there's no such thing as ordinary time. Yes, there is on the calendar, but maybe when we walk with God, our ordinary time is completely redeemed. The psalmist says, my times are in thy hands. Daniel says, God changes the times and the seasons. I don't think God wears a watch, but if he did, it probably says due season. He does. It probably doesn't have time on it, but God exists outside of time, but he redeems the time for our sake. In the name of Jesus. One day, all those days that were so similar, that were so ordinary, become extraordinary. Why? Because of the presence of Jesus. Did you see this? That's who makes the difference. Young couple after young couple offering sacrifices. That's happened for Simeon's whole life. But the difference is the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus in this situation makes this change from ordinary time to extraordinary time. The presence of Jesus in your family right now changes ordinary time to extraordinary time. The presence of Jesus in your apartment right now changes ordinary time to extraordinary time. Then he took him up in his arms and blessed God. Isn't that wonderful? All the ordinary time is extraordinary time. Simply because we have taken the gift of salvation. Jesus is in our hearts, and because of that, all of our time is sacred. I want us to look at Anna, because Anna really does speak to a lot of us in the still COVIDing community. I've never had COVID. My family has never had COVID, but we're hardcore COVIDers in the woods, no other people. And but some of you are suffering from long COVID or have lost loved ones or even the economic situation or the political situation or whatever it is that you're going through right now. I want you to look at something with me. Anna was a prophetess, and that's very important. The Bible says that about her. That's, you know, and the Bible doesn't waste words, right? So clearly she's very special in this way. But it says that she got married and her husband died 7 years later. And now it's 84 years later. What about ordinary time that is excruciatingly ordinary? That moment when the person you loved is no longer in the living room with you. You sit down and maybe you're in your apartment and you live by yourself and you're by yourself all the time. Maybe you have a pet. Maybe that pet has passed on. Maybe you're by yourself and you're lonesome. Anna can talk to you about lonesome. And yet God says she's a prophetess. And she's not lonely because she's not terrific. She's just widowed, heartbroken, disappointed, grief-stricken. But thank God that Jesus heals the brokenhearted and binds up our wounds. What happens when ordinary time becomes excruciatingly ordinary? These people in the house with you are getting on your nerves now. It's painful that you missed your sister's wedding. It's heartbreaking that you don't feel well enough to do what you used to do. It hurts that everyone else has moved on and acts like it's just a cold or there's nothing to be worried about. And you are still trying to take precautions so they don't invite you anymore. Excruciatingly ordinary time. Anna knows about that. 84 years. That makes me think about Ruth and Naomi. We know the book of Ruth. We know the story of Ruth. And everybody who's single knows the story of Ruth, right? Ruth gets her Boaz and everybody says, yes, praise God and all of that. And that's wonderful. But they forget about the ordinary time. Ruth and Naomi were loved. They had a family. They had hope in their lives. They had things to do. And through changes and events and heartbreak, they end up picking up other people's trash off the ground, looking for something to eat by gleaning, which is a nice way of saying rags and bones and scraps. And every day, Ruth goes out to that field and she picks up trash, handfuls, scraping, and knows that this is so different than the life she once had. Surviving on crumbs that others disdain until Boaz has mercy on her and tells his workers to leave handfuls on purpose for her so she can actually pick up something substantial. And then she goes home to Naomi and they have another dinner of barley. Barley, 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 barley. Grain, 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 grain. And they're grateful. But it's excruciatingly ordinary time. It's painful. But on a day, God redeems that excruciatingly ordinary time for Ruth and Naomi. She marries Boaz. She has Obed. Naomi gets to take care of him and have a grandchild. And everyone lives happily ever after because of the redemption power of God. But let's come back over here to Anna. 84 years of excruciatingly ordinary time. A widow on Monday, a widow on Tuesday, a widow on Wednesday, a widow on Thursday, a widow on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, repeat for 84 years. But here's the mercy of God in all of her excruciatingly ordinary time, and any of you who have excruciatingly ordinary time. God is merciful. It says here that she departed not from the temple, the presence of God, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. God will use your ordinary time. Even your excruciatingly ordinary time, he will give meaning and purpose to you. When you were in the womb, he knew you. And he had a good plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, and they're thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end, to give you a future and a hope. And here is what he did for Anna. He gave her a purpose. She's a widow, all right, but she's a prophetess. Yeah, it's been lonely, I'm sure. But she's in the presence of God in the temple. And she has fastings and prayers, and she can intercede for others, and she can believe God and commune with him. She's serving God in the midst of her excruciating, ordinary time. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord. Did you see that? Just like that. The presence of Jesus redeemed her excruciatingly ordinary time too. We saw Simeon's ordinary time be redeemed. And now even someone who's been suffering, their time is changed and transformed and redeemed in the presence of whom? Jesus. Jesus. Jesus is right there with you in that living room. He's right there with you when you're having those groceries delivered or when you're explaining to your children why they have to wear a mask. He's right there with you in that hospital room. Jesus loves you. You are in him as he is, so are we in this world. You're in him. You're as close to Jesus as you'll ever be. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it is like, Jesus loves you. This we know. And in 1 minute, here comes Jesus and his beautiful parents and Anna's whole suffering, loneliness, isolation, whatever you want to call it. I'm sure she had a fulfilling ministry as a prophetess. I'm sure she loved fasting and prayer and spending time with God. But in that moment, oh, it's all worth it. It's all worth it. And to close, I want us to look at what they do with Jesus. Because we've got to decide what to do with Jesus, who is redeeming our ordinary time right now. Right now. Because he's present with us. Simeon meets Jesus, blesses God, and says, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart. I'm sorry. Now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Okay. He's just, he's devout. That's perfectly fine. He's ready to go. But look at Anna. Look at Anna for me. Look at Anna for me. I need you to see something else that we can do now. We might not be ready to go, but we have something we can do with our ordinary time. And she coming in that instance gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. She used her excruciatingly ordinary time to serve the Lord. And she's using her extraordinary time to serve the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? She served God when it was hard and when it was lonely. And she served God by becoming basically an evangelist once her promise was fulfilled. What will you do with your ordinary time? What will you do with your extraordinary time? God is redeeming your time right now, and he is blessing you to be a blessing to others. I know and I believe that Jesus has a wonderful plan for you, for your ordinary time, for your extraordinary time, even for extraordinary times of suffering. He loves you so. You are so loved. Heavenly Father, help each one of us to know the love of Jesus Christ right now in our ordinary time and transform this ordinary time into extraordinary, blessed, bright, beautiful time. Help us to love our families, to serve the Lord, and to understand that you have a good plan for us because of your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard, they pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast, click on Play, or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come. Another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
We are strong and we'll get through this together. But these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, it's me. Your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road. But I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Presenting great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back once the world forgave.
How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do
Could not conquer you. He came just like me to unlock and save. blessed. Phone, text your people, they should ask Christ. All the problems and your needs if you just ask Christ. Lawyer, doctor, anything if you just ask Christ. You got some questions about some things, you just ask Christ. You a king, he the king, you just ask Christ. A proper comfort for the queens if they ask nice. Live in faith and see the dream, ask Christ. Get your phone, text your people, they should ask Christ. You're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone die and worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that a movie. And we don't really care what you're doing. We just walk up in the room like.
Anybody in here blessed?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Yo, we just in the heart. Only way you can get over is your
opens doors that I cannot see. Jesus will. Jesus will. Oh,
my days, I'm laying it all on the line. No matter how hard reality seems, just hold on to the dreams. Yeah.
One time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time. to say.
One time.
I can't wait till I see ya.
One time.
I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you ask him, he'll give you that life. Can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah.
One time,
one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time.
One time, one time.
Oh, I just wanna hear him say.
Celebrate. to my knees, or will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. When that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah.
The power, the world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com.